listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, everybody, it is John Barrett on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. I am so glad that you are listening today. I'm going to add value to you, help level you up so you don't level out in your influence, your impact, and all that you got going on. I want to help you as a leader. It's so great to be here. Today, I want to talk about how to navigate change. Now, change is a big word. This is something that none of us really like. Here's what I found about change is that you don't really like change unless you came up with it. You ever notice that? The people that want change are the ones that came up with the idea. The ones that don't want change are the ones that usually get change forced on them. See, change is just hard. It just is, especially if you didn't come up with it, it wasn't your idea, and all of a sudden now, you know, some ideas or orders come from above, or just things change in life, and that change is hard. Unless you came up with it. When you are behind change and it was your bright idea, you'll love it. You'll be all for it. You'll be excited about it and don't understand why everybody else isn't excited. But change is something that if you didn't come up with it, it's just hard. So how do we navigate change? How do we think about this? We're going to cover some ground today because I want to help you out, because here's what has to happen. If you're going to be a great leader, if you're going to be successful in your life, you have to understand how to navigate change. In how to utilize this word is a good word and not a bad word. So we're going to talk about it. But I came across, this is kind of funny. Obviously, things are changing in our culture and our world and that. And I came across this kind of funny thing. It's computer terms that once had another meaning. Think about this, right? We're all about computers today, technology. It's our livelihood. It's what we're on all day. How would we work without our computer, without our phones, without all this stuff? We couldn't even do it. So computer terms that once had another meaning. Here's some funny things about how it changed. A window was something you hated to clean. You never liked it. A ram was the cousin of a goat. You didn't, it was an animal. You didn't have RAM, and how much RAM do you have in your computer? I like this. Meg was the name of someone's girlfriend. That was someone's girlfriend, a Meg, not, 5 megabytes or whatever it is. A gig was a job for the nights. A gig was a job for the nights. An application was for employment, not an app, not something that you had to run on your computer, an application. I love that. A program was a TV show. You had to tune into that TV show to get a program. A cursor used profanity. I mean, they must be a bad person. A cursor. Now a cursor, it's blinking and we're all for it. A keyboard was a piano. A keyboard was a piano, not just something you type with. Memory was something that you lost with age, unfortunately. Think about this. A CD was a bank account. A CD was a bank account. In fact, we don't even have CDs anymore. This thing's already outdated, a CD. Nobody uses CDs, DVDs anymore. In fact, I have my last so many computers don't even come with a DVD player anymore. My kids won't even know what a DVD is anymore, hardly. Okay, here's some more, all right? Compress was something you did to the garbage, not something you did to a file. Now you got to compress everything and make sure it's small enough and that. If you unzipped anything in public, you'd be in jail for a while. Okay, no unzipping here, but you got to unzip these files and figure out how to download them. Log on was adding wood to the fire. If you wanted to put a log on, you had to add wood to the fire. Now you got to log on to everything. Hard drive was a long trip on the road. A hard drive. A mouse pad was where a mouse lived. Think about that. A mouse pad is where a mouse lived. Okay. A backup happened to your commode, to your toilet. That's where the backup happened. Now you got to back up everything, unfortunately. Okay. Cut, you did with a pocket knife. If you wanted to cut something, you did it with a pocket knife. Now you've got to cut, copy, and paste and all that. Paste, you did with glue. A web was a spider's home. Now we have the interwebs. And last in here, And a virus was the flu. If you got a virus, you were sick and you didn't feel good. Now a virus, you say that word and everybody goes, oh gosh, is something on your computer? So interesting. These are fun, just little terms. Computer terms that once had a different meaning and that. But listen, change. All these things change over time. And you know this to be true. Just think about your life and up to now, whatever age you're at, change has been happening and it's hard. You know, I think about my kiddos and just listen to the way that they talk and the terms that they use and that. And I'm thinking, what? That wasn't a word. That's not a cool word. That's something different. And they're like, Dad, this is the new hip words and that. And things change. Dress changes. Markets change. Culture changes. Everything changes. The challenges in front of us change. And so we have to understand that we've got to learn how to navigate it, because here's the deal. Growth requires change. That is a fact. Now listen to that. Growth requires change. Anything that's growing, anything that's moving forward and making a difference and becoming successful is going to be changing over time. And you have to understand that if you're going to grow as a leader, if you're going to grow in the success with your organization and the impact that you're trying to make, then it's going to require change. Growth will just simply make you change. And we know this to be true. If you think back and look at your career, no matter how long you've been in it, even from day one when you started, even if it wasn't very long ago, things have changed. Now, if you've been in the game for a while and you've been in your career for decades and decades and whatever it may be, you know that so much has changed. In fact, wouldn't it be great, probably not completely, but wouldn't it be great if you could go back to the beginning of your career, what you know now? All the growth that you've had to kind of learn over the years, all the things that you've had to adapt to and figure out, and the failures, the successes, all the insights that you've got. Wouldn't it be incredible to go back and start over with knowing all that? Now, it wouldn't be great to go back, probably. I don't think any of us really want to go back and relive a lot of that stuff. Some maybe. But it would be great in the sense that we would know so much because we've changed so much. Yes, there's things that remain the same. There are kind of North Star things that anchor us. But the reality is that methods change. The message may not change, but the methods change all the time because growth requires change. What got you here is not what's going to get you to the next level. What got you to where you are today is great. It's amazing. It's incredible. But it's not going to get you to the next level because the next level requires for you to change. Just like wherever you were before, where you're at today, it required some change. You had to step out. You had to push yourself. You had to grow into it. You had to put yourself in situations that, or maybe you were in a little over your head. You had to do things in order to work on yourself, and you had to make change in order to grow into where you're at today. And it's the same that where you're at today, and if you want to get to somewhere greater tomorrow, if you want to go up the growth ladder, then every next rung is going to require a next iteration of change. Now, it's not all huge revolutionary change, but I promise you it'll be change. Because in order to get from here to there, here where you're at today and get to there where you want to be tomorrow, it will require change. So you've got to ask yourself, are you willing to do that? Are you willing to make the changes and navigate change correctly? Because the more you resist change, the more that you fight change and you just kind of put stiff arm it out there and try to hold on to what you've got, you'll never be able to grab a hold on to something greater in the future. That's a fact. If you hold on so tight to what you've got, it's great. Maybe it's amazing. It's got you so far. But if you just hold on to that and cling to that, then all of a sudden now when the market changes and culture changes and different methods need to change, you are not going to be ready for it because you're holding on to something so tightly. Now, are there things that we hold on to tightly? Absolutely. Again, the message, the mission, all these kind of North Star anchors that we hold on to, absolutely. But we have to be willing to change our methods, change the way in which we do things in order to grow into the future. So you've got to ask yourself, are you willing to do it? That's the first step. If you're not willing to change, if you're not willing to put yourself out there and continue to grow and learn, then you're going to hit a lid. You're going to stop. Where you're at today is where you're going to be at in 10 years from today. In fact, you're probably not even going to be here. You're going to actually kind of decrease. You're going to go down. You're going to lose your edge because you're not staying current and you're not keeping up with it. So you've got to ask yourself as an individual, as a leader, are you working on yourself? Are you willing to make the changes necessary? Now, here's what you've got to understand, that if you're going to be a success, you've got to think at a higher level. I love what Albert Einstein said. He said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them." In order to solve the problems that we've got today, we got to think at a higher level. If you think on that same level, you're going to get stuck. You've got to think above the problem. You've got to think what's different. You've got to have new perspective. You've got to change your approach. So I want to help us today. I want to just give you three thoughts. They're simple thoughts, but three ways that we can get ourselves ready for change. That if we can keep these as the North Star, if we can keep these as a guidance to our leadership, our life, our success, then you're always going to be growing into whatever comes next. You're always going to be ready for change. But you violate one of these three things that I'm going to talk about, then you are going to sabotage your ability to navigate change. You're going to get lost. You're going to get shipwrecked in change. You're going to find yourself just out there in the middle of nowhere with nothing around you because you didn't embrace change. So how do you navigate it? I want to give you three simple things, but don't confuse simple with powerful. Because this is the idea don't confuse simple with just being simplistic. It's powerful. You've got to understand that these three things, they're going to sound simple, but if you practice them, they're going to help you be successful when it comes to change because they're powerful. They're your North Star. They're your guidance. Number one is this, of the three C's that I'm going to talk about, is this: stay current. You've got to stay current. My good friend Chris Page said this. I love it. He says, if you don't update, you'll outdate. I think that's a good statement. If you don't keep updating, you're going to outdate. And many leaders, they're running on outdated software. And not literally on the computer, but their internal operating system, their mindset, their approach. They're literally operating with an outdated kind of software because they've not updated. And you got to understand, in leadership, you can't get old. Now, here's what I mean by that. I'm not talking about an age. I'm not talking about a certain, decade that you cross or whatever it is. I mean that you just can't get brittle and old and stale. The moment you do that is the moment you start limiting your influence. And I see leaders do this all the time, is that over time, if you're not careful, you just kind of keep going back to the same things, the same plays, the same routines. And listen, they may be great plays and great routines. The message may stay the same, but the method needs to change. You've got to understand, and I see this a lot when I work with organizations, especially when I work with the different generations within organizations. And you've got the older generation, I'll call it that. And these are the people, I won't even put an age on it, I'm just saying older in the sense that they're seasoned in their career, they've been doing things a certain way, and they're so stuck in that way that they don't know how to connect and bridge the gap with the younger generation that maybe is looking for something a little bit different in the method. Maybe they have a little bit different kind of means to get there. And so you've got to understand that you've got to adjust and stay current. That doesn't mean that you throw out all the great things that worked. Again, the message doesn't change. The mission doesn't change, but the methods should always be changing. Listen, if you don't stay in a stream of progress, I promise you, you're going to dissipate in a puddle of decay. If you don't stay in that stream of progress where you are staying current and up to date with trends and things that are going on, new ways to connect and new opportunities, whether it's technology, whether it's just in culture, new ways to communicate different ideas, new ways to communicate ownership and delegation and all that stuff. If you're just relying on what you've always done, that's great. It may have got you to where you're at, but it's not going to get you to where you want to go. Because you got to stay current, especially as new people begin to come into the workforce and we've got new methods and new technologies and new market changes and new problems, new challenges that arise in front of us. If you don't change and you don't embrace that and understand how to stay current, then you're just going to outdate. You're going to find yourself kind of operating with a DVD. I mean, even talking about that earlier, think about that. There's going to be a day when DVDs are like, what is that? I don't even know what that was. And what's funny is that, you know, you think back to your life. I mean, with my kids, if we talk about a VHS tape from, you know, when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s and a VHS tape, you know, my kids are like, well, I don't even know what a VHS tape is. You can't even buy them. They're not even out there. It's like a relic. Well, think about DVDs. To us in the older generation, we think, oh, DVDs, yeah, that's what you watch a movie on. But there's going to be a generation that's coming up right now that just says, I don't even know what you're talking about. What is a DVD? We just stream everything. I mean, that's how you do everything. In fact, I haven't used a DVD in I don't even know how many years. I mean, we stream everything. But you've got to stay current. If you're not careful, you're just going to outdate. And things that might seem kind of edgy to you, like, oh, no, this will never go away. This will be there forever. It's getting old. It's getting kind of outdated here. So you got to understand, you got to stay in that innovative place where you don't allow yourself to get old. Because the older you get, and again, I'm not just saying with age, I'm just saying the more time and the more seasoned you are, the older you get, the more time goes on, the more skeptical we become. Have you ever noticed that? You ever notice that the older you get, the more skeptical you become, the more cynical you can become if you're not careful? Now, and I'm an optimist. I mean, that's not my nature, but I can tell you that the older I get, I've got to battle some of that because you get skeptical if you're not careful. And all of a sudden now you're just kind of a skeptic rather than someone who's leaning in. So I want to challenge you, be a student, not a critic. Be a student, someone that's willing to learn. Hey, show me some new things. Show me some ways that we can do this better. And the more you stay in that student kind of mindset, the more successful you're going to be. So stay current in all that you do. Second thing I want you to think about is this. Stay cultivated. Stay cultivated. What do I mean by cultivated? Here, prepared and ready. What are you doing to prepare yourself for change? When you stay cultivated, you keep the ground kind of tilled up. And this kind of goes with that idea of being current, not getting old, but keeping yourself just stirred up and cultivated so that you're ready. So that when seeds kind of come in of new ideas and maybe new methods, you're able to take that and kind of let it take root and begin to grow something great. But if you're not cultivated, if you're not keeping yourself prepared and ready and fresh, all of a sudden now you're just going to get stale and your ground isn't going to be cultivated. It's going to become kind of hard, soil and not fertile, so that when an idea comes in or a new way of doing things or a new opportunity comes in, you're not going to see it. So you got to understand that you got to keep yourself cultivated. I love what Alvin Toffler, he said this. He said, the illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. Now think about that. That's powerful. The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. Listen, if you are going to be your best, you have to learn how to unlearn and then relearn. Most people are good at learning, but they're not good at unlearning. They learn and then they get stuck in that one way and they think this is how it's got to be. And they don't stay cultivated. They don't stay fresh. They don't unlearn certain things that they need to kind of unravel and unlearn and change and then relearn new ways to do it. That's what I love about my dad. My dad is in his 80s and that. But what I love about my dad is he was always and still is learns, unlearns, and relearns. I mean, he was getting on computers. He was figuring out how to video edit. I remember years ago, he was still working on it, making his own videos and doing different things that he could do to edit and graphics and all those things. And I love it. You know, he could have said, I don't have time to learn that. I don't want to learn that. But my dad is someone who keeps himself cultivated. And so he just would learn and then he would unlearn and then relearn how to do this stuff. And I love it. He'd always call me with questions on, John, what about this? And how do I do that? And how do I do this? I'm thinking, man, my dad is, you know, here it is in his older age. And yet he's still doing this because he's been super successful and always will be because of the fact that he's willing to learn, unlearn, and relearn. Listen, you got to keep yourself fresh. You got to keep yourself just trained and ready to go. So I want to challenge you. What are you doing with your leadership? Now, maybe I'm preaching to the choir here because you're listening to this. So you're keeping yourself cultivated by leaning in and trying to refresh yourself as a leader and learn new things and that. So that's amazing. But let me ask you this. What can you do to amp that up? See, the more cultivated your soil is, the more that you create a growth environment in your life, the more successful you're going to be. So what I want to ask you is this, is what are you doing to be very intentional about cultivating your soil to be very, very fruitful? What are you doing? And what I mean by that is what books, what podcasts, what resources are you getting around? Where are you exposing yourself to opportunities to learn and grow? What situations are you putting yourself in that are stretching you, that are causing you to kind of do things you may not even want to do sometimes? Listen, the problem is that if we're not careful, we only do the things we want to do. And we don't challenge ourselves to do the things that we don't want to do. And sometimes, if you're going to grow to the next level, you got to put yourself in environments that really stretch you, that really push you. In fact, you may think, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be a part of this program. I don't want to pay the money to go to this conference. I don't want to pay the money for a coach. I don't want to do X, Y, Z. And you, the very thing that you're avoiding doing may be the very thing you need to do in order to grow. So where are you kind of not keeping yourself cultivated in what areas of your life? So I want to challenge you. Sit down and think about this. Never stop growing and pushing yourself. I love what Coach John Wooden said. He said, it's what you learn after you know it all that counts. Isn't that so true? It's what you learn after you know it all that really counts. Too many times we think, oh, we've got this figured out. We understand. We know how it works. But it's what you learn after all that. When you push yourself beyond the limits and you get involved in things that push you out of your comfort zone, they get you in over your head. You think, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? I don't want to be here. It's uncomfortable. It's hard. I don't want to do it. But that's the very place that you need to be to keep yourself cultivated. There's one organization I'm currently working with, and I love this. We work a lot with feedback and giving feedback as leaders and making sure that we create a culture of accountability and feedback and how to do it effectively. But one of the things that we do a lot is we've been working on practicing this. So we literally just break up in the groups and we'll practice giving feedback, hard feedback to others. And just practice it. We'll give them scenarios and they've got to kind of run through it and figure this out. And I love doing that with organizations I work with and leaders and that because it's just so uncomfortable. It's so awkward and it's so weird where you're, it's not a real situation and you're sitting down. People are kind of watching, maybe some peers, and you got to sit there and navigate through these principles of giving feedback and hard feedback and that. And it's just, nobody wants to do it. I mean, most people are not like, oh, this will be great. It's awkward. It's weird. It's uncomfortable. People are watching. You feel like you're kind of fumbling all over yourself. But listen, that's what it takes to grow and to be your best. If you don't put in the time, if you don't keep yourself just cultivated, stirring up, tilling kind of the soil of your life and your success, then you're never going to be at a place where you're going to be able to be receptive to ideas, opportunities, and solutions in order to change and navigate that. So I want to challenge you, stay cultivated. What are you doing? What's your growth plan? What are you doing to push yourself in the situations that are just causing a little bit of tension? They're stirring up the ground and all that. Because remember, all growth takes place outside the comfort zone. You do not grow doing things that you're comfortable doing, things that you like to do, things that you are good at, things that don't challenge you and push you. If you just stay in that comfort zone, you're never going to grow. Yeah, maybe you'll be good at what you do, but you're never going to be great at what you do. Because it takes a level of just discomfort. In fact, the more tension that you have when you're learning something new, the better you learn it. We've learned this in education, in school, and that if you don't push yourself and kind of struggle with it, if you don't have struggle time, then you're never going to have the retention. You're never really going to learn how to do it. And it's that kind of getting outside of your comfort zone that creates that tension that cultivates that whole kind of opportunity for growth in our life. So what are you doing to push yourself? And hey, are you ready for this? You're a leader. What are you doing to push others to stay cultivated? What are you doing? You got to push them. Listen, guys, we've got to model it, no doubt. We got to start with ourselves. But you got to ask yourself, am I cultivating my team? Am I pushing my team to work hard, to get out of their comfort zone? when I delegate to others, am I helping coach them to get out of their comfort zone and embrace the struggle and push them to do things that maybe they didn't think they could do? Maybe they don't even want to do. Because you got to remember, a leader doesn't just take people where they want to go. They take people where they need to go. If you're only doing what your team wants to be done and only doing what they say can be done, you're not pushing the limits. You're not pushing them far. Now, I'm not saying that you got to go crazy and push so hard that, you know, it creates too much tension. It rips a muscle and you know, it's too much. But you've got to have a healthy level of tension in pushing things forward. So stay cultivated. Third thought I want you to think about is this, and it's kind of in the same line of all these, stay curious. Stay curious. I love what Picasso said, the famous artist. He said, every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up. I love that. I love that. Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up. Because once we grow up again, we get old, we get brittle, we get stuck in our ways. We don't want to change. And I love this. He reinforced this, Picasso did, with this idea when he said this. He said, it took me 4 years to paint like Raphael, but a lifetime to paint like a child. Wow, that's interesting. 4 years to paint like Raphael, but a lifetime to paint like a child. You see, when he could understand how to paint like a child and just, you know, take the limits off and push himself and come up with outrageous ideas and all those things, I mean, that takes a lifetime because the sky's the limit. And listen, what you've got to understand is that you can't lose your childlike curiosity. This is what I love about kids. Kids just, they're curious and they're just willing to kind of do anything. They're willing to almost just about try anything, and change to them is easy. Change to a kid is almost not a big deal, depending on what it is. But they're always changing. They're constantly changing. And if we don't stay with that kind of childlike wonder of curiosity in our leadership, in our success, in our career, then we're going to put a lid on our growth. And the moment you stop being curious is the moment you stop growing. I can tell you that. The moment you start being curious and leaning in is the moment where you just start, or you stop growing and you start dying. You start just kind of becoming brittle and your influence and your impact goes down. So we have to understand that in order to be curious, you've got to ask questions. You got to lean in. You got to just keep trying new things and saying, well, how does this work? And how does that work? And what if we did this? What if we did that? Now, I'm not saying that you got to have shiny object, you know, disease where you're going after every little thing and just trying every new little thing. No, I'm not saying be chaotic or you know, just kind of go crazy with that. But you have to be willing to be curious. To say, what do we do here? How do we lean in? What if we did this? What if we did it that way? Hey, let's just dream a little bit. What if we took all the limits off? What would we be capable of doing? What if we had double the people that we have right now? What would change? What would have to happen? So there's all kinds of questions that you can ask, but if you stop asking questions, you're going to stop growing. I love what Walt Disney said. I love this. What a dreamer. What about someone who is so curious and just so successful in what he did. He said, we keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious. And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. I love that. I love it. He said, we keep moving forward and doing new things and opening doors. Why? Because we're curious. And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. So I want to challenge you. Are you being curious enough? Are you leaning in and saying, how do I get better? How do I improve that? When you're faced with a problem, a challenge, whether it's interpersonal with someone in your team or that, or maybe it's just with a problem in front of you, organizationally, administratively, whatever it is, are you saying, how do we be curious? How do we lean into this and figure out a way to solve it? Rather than be frustrated, how do we use it as an opportunity? Let's be curious and let's lean in. So some thoughts here is just stay current, stay cultivated, stay curious. They all work together in tandem to create this ability to navigate change. If you keep that as your North Star, your guiding compass, I promise you, you're going to be successful. You violate that and you stop staying current, you stop being curious, you stop kind of cultivating yourself, I'm telling you, you're going to put a lid on you and everyone around you. And so you got people on your team that have stopped doing that, then they've just put a lid on themselves. You got to challenge them. You got to push them because any organization that wants to be great has to embrace these three things. And if you do that, you're going to navigate change, you're going to embrace it, and you're going to begin to move into the future with better success. Why? Because all growth requires change. And if you're going to grow, you're going to change. If you're going to be their best, it's going to require change. Guys, I hope this was helpful. Go to johnbarrettleadership.com. Check out all my resources. Reach out to me. Keep pushing. Keep driving towards the future. Keep changing, because that's how you grow, my friend. And I want to see you grow into your ultimate potential.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.